good guess that a woman wrote this famous line, "The only difference between men and boys is the size of their toys." Actually, I think there is a little boy that does live inside of most men. And by the way, I think there's a little girl who lives inside of most women. Oh, it doesn't come out too often, but comes out at certain times, like when it snows. It's just urge to go out and throw a snowball, right? Or when you go to an amusement park with your kids. And Christmas, oh, Christmas, that brings out the child inside. I think that the more adult responsibilities we get, the more sophisticated we become, the harder it is for that little boy or that little girl to get out. But you need that kid. I'm Ron Utzcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the choice and the child in you. So our word for today from the Word of God comes from Matthew chapter 18, beginning of verse 2. Jesus was conducting a very memorable object lesson, and it says this: He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, now he's talking to all these sophisticated adults, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Well, look, obviously Jesus is saying here, you've got to become childlike, not childish, but you got to become childlike again if you're going to get eternal life. Wow. What's he saying here? That you've got to be like a little child to get to heaven? Well, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And in John 1:12, the Bible says, "To all those who received him, to as many as believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." In other words, if you put all your trust in Jesus, you get into God's family. It's not religion. It's not giving. It's not correct doctrine. You trust Jesus and what he did when he died for you. See, the older we get, the harder that is. But how about with a child? Well, a child gets hurt, runs to the parent, and trusts the parent's treatment. A little child has a question. They ask mommy or daddy. A little child is scared. Look to mom and dad. The older we get, the more we do for ourselves, and the less we put our hope in our parents. And that's okay in our families here on earth, but let's talk about God's family, because that's a sure way to miss God. Maybe you've gotten pretty far on your own, and you pride yourself on it. You're self-reliant. You say, hey, I can handle it. Well, you can't handle the gap between you and God. Every culture in the world knows there's something between us and our Creator. And I believe your own heart tells you that. The Bible confirms it in Isaiah 59:2. Your sin has separated you from your God. The Bible says there's no one righteous, no, not one, not compared to a perfect God. But Romans 5:6 says, when we were totally powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Now maybe you're a believer and you've even told that to others, but you could have missed the one thing that will give you that relationship with God. You've never really surrendered yourself to him. Fallen on your knees at that cross where Jesus died for you and said, Lord, I'm powerless. And like a little child, putting all their trust in the parent who can do it for them, the thing they could never do for themselves. You say, I give myself to you. I put my total trust in you, Jesus. What you died to give me, you're all I've got. You're my only hope. You ever done that? Well, this might be your time. This could change everything, your life, your eternity. You say, Ron, I don't know how to do that. Well, let me encourage you to go to our website as soon as you can today. We'll walk you through it. Go to anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Maybe you've tried to know God with a smart, sophisticated, self-trusting, adult reasoning. You can't get to heaven that way, my friend. The kids sing it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. It's time to say, I'm not going to be able to walk to heaven on my own, Lord. Please, carry me, Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.